Farm Progress is underway, and it's kind of an opportunity for a meet and greet and learning more about what's available. And we're at FBN now, and Charles Barron joins us. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. And Charles, let's start at the beginning. Let's talk about what FBN is all about.
Great. Great to be with you, Susan. Well, FBN is all about making farms more profitable and bringing dollars back to family farms, making sure that we're going to survive these tough years and make sure the ag economy is competitive and represents the best needs of farmers. So that's what we've been about. Started 10 years ago. FBN is now about 120,000 members in the U.S. and Canada. It's become a full platform farmers can use to run the farm. So you can buy all your inputs. You can get financing. You can market grain. We manage sustainability programs for ADM, Podethanol, Bunge, and others, so you can get paid premiums. We've paid out over $30 million in sustainability premiums in the last couple of years. And so, you know, really just want to bring the market opportunities as well as the input savings and the right decision tools to farmers to run the best farm.
Literally, it's a one-stop shop for everything they're going to do in their operation.
That's the goal. We want you to be able to get everything you need from livestock to supplies to inputs and any finance, you know, product you need to run the farm.
So what is the cost to join?
It's free. Yeah, that's the best part. It's all free. So you just go on FBN or download the app and set up an account. You can do as much or as little as you like. You can buy a $10 box of gloves or you can buy truckloads of inputs. You know, it's all available to you.
So tell me about Norm and why people are so excited about him.
Well, Norm is our AI agronomist, and actually Norm is becoming more than an agronomist, becoming a full farm advisor. And so we're actually rolling out an AI crop marketing advisor as well as part of Norm. So you can tap into AI and ask it anything you can think of on the farm. And Norm will work with you, help you solve your problems. Doesn't matter if it's 2 a.m. or, you know, you're out in the combine. You always have an advisor. Specifically, it's trained on inputs, chemical labels. You know, if you have specific questions, it also knows veterinary issues. AI can pass a CCA exam, so it can actually score very well, extremely well on an agronomy exam. And it actually performs better than ChatGPT and other models from Google and Facebook because it's specifically trained on agricultural topics.
Which is something we need because we all know putting things in to those other platforms, sometimes it comes back with bizarre results.
Yeah, exactly. And the other big thing is just that, you know, treat AI like you would Google. You know, so think people sometimes are intimidated. What do I do with this? How do I use it? Just ask it questions and talk to it. And the best part is you can be very rude to it. And in fact, the more rude you are, the better. Because, you know, if you ask it really tough questions, you say, hey, no, you're not giving me the right answer. Or, hey, no, this isn't correct. It will adapt and adjust to you and make sure it gets you the right answer.
And more importantly, it helps build its memory platform to help out other producers.
Exactly. It learns as it goes. And so, you know, what we eventually want to do is hook Norm up to your farm. And so it would be able to look at everything you're doing on the farm and you can ask it, hey, you know, which was my best ground? Which of my seeds, you know, should I increase population on? Hey, did I plant too early this year? Or hey, how's my crop looking? And it would tap into your yield predictions that are now available through FBN. So all your fields will get yield estimates on FBN every 2 weeks. We just rolled that out to over 500,000 fields. So it's tremendously powerful.
Let's talk a little bit more about that and what this yield estimate is all about.
Well, so, you know, farmers in the middle of the season, you got marketing decisions to make, you got scouting decisions to make, you got storage, harvest, and you got a lot of things you're thinking about as you roll into harvest. The yield estimates from FBN will go field by field for corn and beans, and it'll show you every 2 weeks as the weather's adjusting and based on your genetics and based on any other environmental factors we're seeing and satellite imagery, what your estimated yield's going to be. Now, that's not going to be a bullseye to what you actually end up, but farmers have reported as incredibly accurate as giving me a good directional picture, you know, plus or minus 5 or 10 bushels.
You guys are also launching. I mean, we're starting to think obviously about harvest, but the focus should be starting to turn into 2026 and what you're going to be doing for seed, what you're going to order. And you guys have a new seed platform you want to talk a little bit about.
We do. Farmers knew some FBN branded seed that we had in the past. We've now completely restructured our seed program. So you're going to have major brands available and major traits. You can get Enlist traits, Liberty traits. We're going to have genetics from C-Tech genetics and corn, beans, and alfalfa and sorghum. Very well known across the plains. You're also going to be able to get cover crops from FBN this year. So cover crops will start coming on the platform and some major brands and cover crops coming on in the next 2 weeks, hopefully by Husker Harvest Days when we get out there. And you're even going to start being able to get equipment supplies. You can get fencing from FBN. You can you really can start get more and more of the, you know, just basic nuts and bolts of everything you need to run the farm. And the best part is, just like your chem, it all goes on the same financing line. You're going to be able to access 0% credit and just really cover your broad needs in one easy-to-use platform.
You know, just like everything else, there's such a concern about tariffs and how that's going to mean on purchasing going into this next growing season. What have you guys been doing and kind of looking at when it comes to chemicals for our growers?
So this was, you know, an interesting year. So on one level, we had historically low prices on chemical. And the other is we had enormous risk that had come in with tariffs. And we were advising everybody early in the year to say, get ahead of this because tariff impacts are coming. And they did, right? And so we had historically low prices early in the year. And then you've seen those products go up in price as tariff risk has come into the supply chain. This year, you're going to start seeing the tariff cost fully priced into products. This last year, you know, manufacturers and retail was working through inventory, but now you're going to see those costs go in. So we're going to be dealing with higher prices in the next year because of the cost of tariffs. You know, there are going to be early buy programs that will help farmers manage that. But what we would say is just, you know, watch the prices that are out there, because we expect to see prices go up across the board when you start talking about these various tariffs that are on India now. A lot of chem comes from India. China is a massive supplier. Some molecules, it's 90% of the market. So, you know, that's we're going to start seeing that being priced in more for growers.
All right. Where do they need to go if they have not signed up to join FBN to find out more details?
Come to FBN.com. Everything's there. Download the app. You join the FBN community. People are buying, selling hay. You can buy and sell equipment with other growers. And check out Norm, our AI advisor, which is all free to use as a member. And please contact us for financing, too, as you go into looking at 2026.
All right. Thanks so much, Charles Barron, joining us at the FBN booth during Farm Progress. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.